to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, to maintain law and order, to preserve the memories and incidents.
Garrett Kravitz calls the meeting to order with a recitation of the American Legion Constitution preamble. He's the assistant adjutant of Petersburg's Post 14. The Legion's pledge echoes the oath of enlistment, which is taken by all members of the United States Armed Forces. It's something that's familiar to Kravitz. He served in the U.S. Coast Guard for 22 years, and he's still active duty. Kravitz says Legion membership in Petersburg is flagging, but that wasn't always the case. Petersburg's post has been around since 1920, just a year after the national chapter was formed.
Wow. So over the past 100 years, we've had a charter here in Petersburg. And I really think now is the time to breathe some life into it and get some membership up. I know there's a lot of veterans here.
Kravitz's vision is to build membership to the point that the chapter can help out in the community. He says this could look like fundraising for scholarships or restoring the American Legion Pavilion at the Petersburg Memorial Cemetery. But to start, he says the most important thing is to build a space where Petersburg veterans can connect with each other. Tony Vinson is a Navy veteran. He relocated his family to Petersburg in search of that connection.
I did my homework. I was looking for a small town. I was over the big stuff. I'm a native of California, but I feel like I don't really belong there anymore, so I was looking for somewhere else to go with my family and look for a small town. And I was trying to find a small town maybe that I'd have something in common with. Petersburg popped up on my search when I was looking through Alaska as Little Norway, nicknamed. My wife is Norwegian. So as I continued to dig deeper, I found out that there was, out of the 3,200-ish population, that's around 400 are veterans, and that's a significant portion of the population. So instantly then I thought, well, there I go. Let me go see these guys. So
the latest population estimate from the U.S. Census Bureau counted 298 veterans in the Petersburg borough. Tracy Vinson is Tony's wife. She's also a veteran, having served in the Navy for 9 years. She says the Legion helps keep veterans, like her and her husband, in connection with each other.
I just think it's important that people come together as a group and just have commonalities, and they have a lot in common so that they can, just feel like a group and feel like, how long ago did it stop? So hopefully we can pique the interest and get it going again.
Petersburg's post has just over 8 members, the minimum number to maintain its charter. Kravitz says that's why they're calling this a rejuvenation meeting.
It's already going. We have it. We just need to get some people involved and talk about it. And that's really what rejuvenation is. It's just breathing life into something that's already there. And it's there. We saw it tonight with a good turnout. And I think the more people talk about it, the more meetings we have, the more things we do for the community, and the more that we can give back to the community.
Kravitz says he got started in the American Legion while he was stationed in Ketchikan. When he moved to Petersburg, he was introduced to Post 14 by Stanley Hjort.
He's the glue of the American Legion Post 14 here in Petersburg. He's the one that made tonight possible.
Hjort says he joined the Legion at the behest of his old friends, veterans of the Second World War. He's been active in the organization for over 50 years, putting up flags on Memorial Day and escorting other veterans on honor flights, which take elderly servicemen to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments that were built in their honor. Hjort says he's witnessed Legion membership ebb since the 70s, and now the stakeholders who stuck with the Legion are aging.
There's just fewer and fewer, and they, all the old guys that we did things with, they're gone. Some of them are getting pretty old. One of these days, I'll be gone. I'm getting pretty old.
The late Paul Anderson, a veteran of the Vietnam War, was a core member of Post 14. He died on January 16th of this year at the age of 77. Anderson's friends, like Hjort, remember him for his acts of service to Petersburg veterans.
It hasn't come around yet because it's not Memorial Day. Paul did a lot of things for the town and everybody. And come Memorial Day, people are going to be wondering, well, what happened? My flag isn't up, because we would put the plaques up and the flags. And Paul is one of the ones, mostly him, took care of the flags at the cemetery And he had a lot to do with getting the flags, and I don't know where they come from, but he made sure the flags were up and they weren't ragged or anything, you know. And he did a lot for people that they haven't missed him yet, but they will. Yeah.
The next Legion meeting is set for March 28th. Kravitz welcomes all local veterans to register, those who received an honorable discharge, and those who served even one day on active duty. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.